Raul, R-A-U-L, D-S-D-I-A-Z, 11-12-62. Date of birth today is 6-6-22, chief complaint. Cough, number one. Congestion, number two. Dizziness, number three. History of family history, stroke, number four. Leg pain, number five. Not feeling well, number six. Abdominal pain, number seven. Patient is a 59-year-old gentleman, partially retired. Comes in today with history of hypertension, low thyroid, and above-mentioned symptoms for the past 2 weeks, period. In the paragraph, he had COVID-19 infection 2 weeks ago, was treated with Paxlovid. Most of his symptoms went away, but he continues to have cough. He also has dizziness related to cough, leg pain, muscle pain, abdominal pain, nausea, and palpitations, period. In the paragraph, family history, positive for stroke, thyroid problems, high cholesterol, no colon cancer. Maintenance exam, has had two Cologuard testing, times two in the past, negative. Surgery, none. Medical problems, hypertension, thyroid disease, immunization for COVID, has had three jabs before. Social, used to smoke cigar, doesn't, used to drink whiskey, does not anymore because he has been told he has high uric acid and gout and doesn't want to trigger any gouty infection or gouty arthritis type pain. Allergy, non drug allergy. A review of system as above. He weighs 215 pounds, 98%, 98, 16, 75, 123 over 83. Heart positive, small positive, 2, lungs, bronchi, abdomen, soft, TMs are slightly red, posterior pharynx is red, inflamed, logical, non-focal, skin shows the rash. Lower extremity shows trace edema. Assessment number one, COVID-19 infection 2 weeks ago. Number two, status post-treatment with Paxlovid. Number three, check COVID-19. Number four, abdominal pain, questionable post-nasal. Nevertheless, abdominal ultrasound is negative for gallbladder disease, but he does have fatty liver. Next number, he does, because of his vertigo, we looked at his carotids. He does have a couple of arthromas, rather large, one on the right and left sides, right at the bifurcation of internal carotid or common carotid, but does not appear to be significant, hemodynamically significant, needs to be observed. Next one is because of palpitation. We looked at a echocardiogram, which was within normal limits. Next one is arm pain, leg pain appeared to be musculoskeletal in nature. No DVT or severe PVD was noted. Next number, we'll check blood work. Next number, come back next week. Next number, chest x-ray should today show no evidence of pneumonia. Next number, treat with Rocephin a gram now, Decadron 8 milligram now. Next number is has Bromfed at home. Next number is Z-Pack. Next number is Medrol dose pack. Next number is if not improved, we'll get a CT of the chest. Next number, check CBC, lipids, PSA, B12, CMP, TSH, uric acid, hemoglobin A1C, and testosterone levels. Next number is findings we discussed with patient and his wife, who's a nurse practitioner, at length before leaving our clinic today. Thank you.